When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst, Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, good Friday afternoon, and good Red Friday afternoon. R-E-D, Red Friday. Remember, everyone deployed. We want to make sure that we respect and give honor to the people that are willing to stand on the wall for us. So thank you so much for them. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about warrior mindset unleashed. Having a warrior mindset. What does that mean? Why do you want to have that? How do we get one? And we want to make sure. So I put my... We're having a little bit of technical difficulty today. Internet is, and sometimes technology is not our friend the way we would like it to be, but we're going to push through and see what happens. And bear with us. If it snags for a second, just bear with it. It'll come back. So thank you. Welcome for being here today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know there's people listening from all over the place. People have reached out this week and said, hey, I'm going to be on Friday listening to you. So welcome to you. Thank you for being here, and I deeply appreciate it. Please find us on Apple TV, Google TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Spotify. My sons were freaked out a couple weeks ago. Dad, you're famous. You're on Spotify. And I'm like, I know. I'm not sure what they thought where I was, but you know what? I'm glad they can find us there. And when you like us, you can find us. We're streaming live right now on YouTube, on Facebook, on our, obviously, on Inspired Choices Network, on our app, but we're also streaming live on InspiredChoicesNetwork.tv. And so if you any one of those platforms, you can jump in and say hi. You can jump in and watch or listen. And if you can like, love, share, subscribe, and helps us pay for the show. So thank you so much for that. And I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. Goes up, they become better husbands and fathers and dads and bosses and employers, employees. Their life gets better all the way around. All of us get better all the way around. So that's what you're listening to. I'm the founder and CEO at Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor for a pro basketball team. What else is on there? I'm an international bestseller multiple times. And at the end of the day, you know what? I teach the seven levels of emotional intelligence for men. And I serve entrepreneurial men, all men, but certainly I specialize. My avatars are entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. But I will work with almost everybody because we don't have the market cornered on all the mental awareness challenges and the way to fix them or the way to deal with them. So I'm always learning. I'm always growing. If you can see me today and you're here regularly, you will realize or notice quickly that I'm uncapped today. I didn't put my hat on today because we're talking about unleashing our warrior mindset. And so I wanted a little bit not so fireside chat look. I went for a little harder look. If you can't see me or you've never seen, it's shaved on the sides with the piece on the top and the bun on the back. And so just that warrior look, if you will, one of the beard product companies I use, their motto, they use a bunch of warrior type people, Viking type guys that look very much like me. And so we're looking today, I want to talk about having a warrior mindset. We want to unleash it. We're at the beginning of the year. How do we unleash our warrior mindset? What does that mean? And so, by the way, if you don't have your journal or something to write with or write on, you're going to want that today. There's some stuff I want you to write down. You'll want to write some of this stuff down. I do have my special mug and it's tea. It's not, it's actually herbal tea. I think today I asked my son to set it out for me, and I think it's peach and ginger and dandelion, and I don't know. It's very good, yeah, it's tea, it's not coffee. Can you imagine what that would sound like? Even more caffeine. But anyway, all right, let's get going here. We're talking about warrior mindset unleashed. And what is a warrior mindset? What are we even talking about? What does that mean? Because essentially there's four main pieces we're talking about to have a warrior mindset. Courage, discipline, resilience, and compassion are the four things that we'll talk about and we'll pull out. And I want us to focus in those four areas: courage, discipline, resilience, and compassion. So, in simple terms, a warrior mindset is a way of defining warrior mindset. That means that I need to train my brain. This isn't something that happens on its own. Warrior mindset is not something that happens all by itself. It's something that has to be trained. It's don't grow it. If we don't focus on it, it doesn't grow. If we're going to measure it, everything we measure will absolutely grow, because once that attention gets put on it, we start to focus in that area, and then energy flows there, things start to get better. So, well, we need to train our brain to do what? To do what? It's we that we won't quit. Warrior mindset does not quit. Absolutely will not give up. You will do whatever it takes, morally and legally. Right, we want to put those caveats in there, but you'll do whatever it takes. You'll make sure you're willing to invest whatever time, energy, money, whatever it is to get your mission done. That's a warrior mindset. It's resilient to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Does that mean we don't do self-care? No, we still do self-care. We have to do self-care. We have to look after ourselves. But we have to have self-discipline and we have to have determination. And it's more than we think of it in terms of, more than determination and more than aggressiveness, because sometimes when we hear warrior mindset, we think aggression or pushing. It's more than just is it aggressive? For sure. But it's not aggressive with people. It's aggressive in the way we operate, in the way we function, in our mindset, in the way we think about things. Not aggressive with people, but aggressive in how we be. And I know that that grammar is baffed, and that's okay. Aggressive in how we be, not in how we treat people. And I'll make that distinction. So Tian Tai said, given enough time, any man may master the physical. With enough knowledge, any man may become wise. It is the true warrior who can master both and surpass the result. I found that very interesting, because it's not just about mastering the physical or having enough knowledge to become wise. So not physical and wise, you need to have those two things, but somebody that can put those two things together. Sorry, so you think in terms of country music, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, right? That's that whole concept in there. We want to know. Master the physical, master the wise, but put them both together, you'll go past the result. We want to be open to learning, development, develop a mental training program for yourself. And if you can't, or you're not sure how, reach out to a mentor, reach out to a coach like myself, because that will help. And we can't, even as a mentor, as a coach myself, I have blind spots. So I need to have help with that. I need to be able to find somebody that can, and I do. I've got three different people that mentor all the time. I've got a therapist. Why? Because I need to have that. It's not about, am I messed up? It's not about being messed up. It's about, hey, you know what? We go to a doctor for, we're supposed to go to a doctor every year for a health, just a checkup, right? A physical, an annual physical. What do they do? Are you going because you're sick, or are you going because you just want to make sure you're checked? Right? Let's catch it early if there's something there. Let's make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to be. And I find with a therapist that works the same way. Sometimes I'm talking to them because I need to, and sometimes I'm talking to them just to make sure I'm doing a checkup from the neck up. I'm paying attention to myself. So if you don't have a mental training program, get a mental training program. Eliminate mental roadblocks. Take away those roadblocks. And if you don't know what they are, again, reach out to a mentor or a coach. Integrating the psychological with your physical, because your brain will go way past, your mind will go way past and the distinction, right? Brain is the physical lump that's inside your skull. Your mind is the piece, the ethereal piece that's lodged inside that muscle. But you want to put the psychological with the physical. Your mind will go way past your body. Your mind will absolutely go way past. Your mind will, and your body will follow where your mind goes. If you talk to a long distance runner, they tell you at some point your brain's screaming, no, stop, stop, stop. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. But if you keep running, your body will go way, now, will it go indefinitely? No, absolutely not. But will it go way past where our body will just follow where our brain went? And if we can hold on to our brain and master our mind control, we will absolutely go, our body will go way farther. So integrate the psychological with the physical. We just can't talk about mental toughness. It has to be trained. You can't just say, oh, I gotta have mental toughness. That sounds wonderful. But if I don't train it, it's not gonna happen. And so with proper mentorship training, we can possess the power to overcome any obstacle and choose to change our lives with intention, intentional mental awareness focus. But we have to be able to have that focus. We have to be able to push in a direction with an intention. Energy will flow where the focus goes. So where are we focused? If I want to have a warrior mindset, that's a toughness, right? There's a resilience to that. A warrior mindset conjures up ideas about, the Greek 300 that battled in the face of adversity, in the face of unimaginable odds, continue to push. Did they die? Yep, all of them died. But they set a tone and they battled. They left it all on the field. Literally, they left it all out, literally in the most aggressive sense. They couldn't give anymore. They gave their lives. They gave every ounce of everything they had. That's a warrior mindset. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to step through whatever it takes. I'm going to list not listen to the negative. I'm going to find ways to be positive. I'm going to find ways to get it done. Is it going to work every time? No. Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. But is it going to get me to a place I want to go? Yes. Yes. You've heard me say that before. Not easy. It's simple. It's hard, but it's worth it in the end. And so I want to jump all over this today because having a best, especially at the beginning of the year, right? Everybody's charged up and all excited. Hey, you know what? 2024, let's rock it. Let's make it work. Well, I want to be able, we need to be able to foster a warrior mindset at the beginning of the year. Why? Because by August, September, by the middle of the year, all of a sudden, we're not there anymore. People that set New Year's resolutions, I'm not big on New Year's resolutions for a bunch of different reasons. If you want to know, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. We'll have a conversation. But the reason part of me doesn't do it is because there's no, I'm not looking year to year to year. I'm looking for my whole lifetime. I'm looking for intentional lifetime growth, not just year to year. So there's no difference for me between December 27 and January 3rd. So it's a few days, less than a week, no big deal. Right? So again, with the New Year's resolution, lots of them are done by February 1st. If you're really, really aggressive, you might get to the 15th. But why? How come? Because we didn't instill and train a warrior mindset to be able to take us past February. There's some other things that I can expand on that, and I have expanded on other shows and other episodes. But anyway, as we go to a quick break here, I need to take a quick break. I want to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar, who is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. But check out his Connected Leaders Academy. It's a membership to take your business to the next level. It's the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up your virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And I know we went into two more two more states this week. So I think we're in 46 of the 50. And we went into New Zealand this week. So we're now in 18 countries around the world. If you really want to amp up and you're a business person, you need to get a hold of Jose today. That will work well for you. It's a wonderful a group, and I really appreciate his sponsorship for my show. I can't do this without my sponsors, and I'm looking for some more of those. So we'll talk about that later. But as we go to a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe as we go to a break, just to ground yourself and to just percolate with what we're talking about. Pause and breathe. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. In the next section, we're going to talk about why do we even want a mindset that way? Why do we need a warrior mindset? How come? Why do we need that? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being with me. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you, thank you. We're talking about having a warrior mindset. We've been talking about what is that. It's more than just aggression. It's more than just determination. It's more than just some of the bits and pieces we think about it typically. But we want courage, discipline, resilience, and we need all four. And so we want to talk to in this quick segment, we want to talk about why we even need it. Why is it important to have? Because if we want to have a lifelong commitment to transformative change, and I'll say that again, if we want a lifelong commitment to transformative change, it can't be a New Year's resolution. It's got to be something that goes well past that. Because we're not just looking for the new year, we're looking for the rest of our life, a lifelong commitment. And so we want that warrior mindset to be able to get to those pieces, to get to the next steps, to achieve the things we want to achieve, to hit our definite major purpose and our goals. So why do we need a warrior mindset? It helps us overcome challenges more easily. If we have a warrior mindset, we got this toughness, this resilience that allows us to overcome challenges with more ease. It doesn't mean they're easy. It just means we are equipped to be able to tackle them and get past them. And if we can't get past them, we're resilient with that warrior mindset that just keep pushing and find another way, find another way, find another way, find another way until we get it done. So overcoming challenges more easily. It also helps us achieve our definite major purpose. Again, it keeps our feet in the game. It keeps our feet to the fire to keep being able to push forward and push forward and push forward. And a lot of times, part of the reason, the only difference between successful, not successful, a lot of the time is the execution of it. It's that somebody actually executed long enough, hard enough to make the result what they needed it to be, to achieve, right? A lot of people just get frustrated or angry, or it's too hard, or they get beat down, and they're like, you know what, I can't do it. They haven't developed their warrior mindset the way they need to yet, so that it makes it hard to keep pushing forward. So to achieve our definite major warrior mindset, it'll make us better. It'll help us to make better and quicker decisions. A warrior mindset, we're able to boom, boom, boom. We can think about things much quicker because we've worked on that muscle. We've trained that muscle to do what we need it to do. And so it will having a warrior mindset will help us make better, quicker decisions for ourselves. That saves us time. That makes us more efficient and effective. That's a wonderful thing in terms of warrior mindset. And again, courage, discipline, resilience, and compassion. Think about those four words while we're talking about these things. How do those four words fit into these things? To these needs. Make better, quicker decisions. It'll allow us to keep pushing forward, not to get beat. It's not beat up. We talk about beat down. You're beat down, and we don't want to do that. So in the face of adversity, can I continue to press forward? Rocky used to say, it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you get back up. And as long as you get back up once more than you get knocked down, you're successful. But that takes a warrior mindset. If there was ever a warrior, Rocky comes to mind, Rambo comes to mind. These guys that against the odds stuck it out and continue to push, continue to push, continue to push. So a warrior mindset will help us have more resilience in the face of adversity. It will help us be more successful in all areas of our life, no matter how we define it. No matter how you want to define success, having a warrior mindset will help us be more successful in more areas of our life. At home, at work, with the kids, on the job, with our peers, in our sporting stuff, wherever we happen to be, spiritually, physically, emotionally, all those things get better if we have a warrior mindset, because we'll stay in the game. It doesn't mean we don't look after ourselves, and I want to make that abundantly clear. We have this idea that, well, warrior means I just gut it out. It doesn't matter if I'm hurting, I'm bruised, I'm bleeding. That could be okay, and you might be able to still push forward. But at some point, I have to take care of my body. So at some point, I have to take care of my mind. And if I look after myself, it'll allow me to go further. But if I'm broken and can't move, it's not about, you know, I get my arm blown off. You know what? It's going to slow me down. It's not a matter of being able to say, oh, yep, no big deal. I've got to, right? It's not, that's not the deal. It's not, well, it doesn't matter. Warrior says, oh, I get poked my eyes. All these things that bad things happen, nasty things happen. And we have this thing that says, no, I just got to keep pushing. It doesn't matter how much I got to keep pushing. Without looking after myself, without stopping to triage, I got to just keep pushing. Trust me, from somebody that did that for 3 decades plus, you don't want to continue to do that without some kind of self looking after you. Self-care, you got it. We got to do it, but we have to do it with a warrior's mindset. Self-care with a warrior's mindset, persistently, consistently, with courage, with discipline, with resilience, and with compassion. We're pushing forward. That's compassion for other people. It's compassion for ourselves. It's resilience in our own self, but it's also being resilient to be able to deal with other people. The discipline of ourself. If you've heard me talk, you know, I talk all the time about, you know, control is an illusion outside of ourself. And you've heard me say, if you have children or pets, you know, very quickly, you realize very quickly, control is an illusion. Control is an illusion. One of my clients at the moment, the wife's having a baby right this minute. And you know what? They're all excited. It's their first child. But to be able to push forward and push forward and push forward, especially in the realm of what he does for a living, he's going to have to focus. And he's going to have some sleepless nights. But at the end of the day, he's got to be able to put all that stuff in place and focus in an area at a time when he's at home, focus with the baby and his wife. Because that does that mean his work goes away? No, it's still there. But this that self-care piece that has to be there to be able to move forward and to be able to be resilient. And what my point in saying, not just we think of all this stuff in terms of ourself, but all of those things, the courage, our self-discipline, to be able to look after ourselves to allow people to respond to us in a different way. You want people to respond to you better? Change you. They're not going to change. And you can't change them. But if you change, they'll change because of the way that you're treating them and talking to them. If you treat them with respect and with love, they'll respond differently to you. But that's coming out of a warrior. It's being able that warrior mindset. It's not all about the stick side of that equation, right? It's not about a stick. There's never a carrot. You could say every. Or this came up this week with a client, and I was like, you know what? You can't always be about the stick. We have to be able to show some love. Matter of fact, if with my basketball team. If those guys know I love them, if they know I care about them as human beings, they'll let me do the stick side as hard as I want. They'll listen to me and they'll respect that. Why? Because they know the stick part's coming out of a place of love. But if I do stick with no love, they just get resentful. Now it's just punishment. So I need to have courage, discipline, resilience, and compassion for myself as well as for everybody else. The last thing is that as far as why we need it is because it helps us stay focused on our goals. It allows us that discipline of our mind, that mastery of our own mind to be able to stay in the game, stay in the game, stay in the game and keep pushing, to be resilient. To have courage. We may have fear. It's okay to have fear. It's not okay not to push through that fear. We can't allow that fear to stop us from moving where we want to go. That fear can't stop us. So a mindset that's warrior will allow us the ability to focus and be more focused on our goals because we're not being sucked sideways by all these other things that could be distracting us. Having a focus on lifelong commitment to transformative change. That's the focus. A lifelong commitment, not just for this year. A lifelong commitment to transformative change. Very powerful. Very powerful, that warrior spirit. And however you want to define warrior, that could be native, that could be, like I said, I keep coming back to the 300. They were just tough, just kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. Matter of fact, near the end of the movie, 300, somebody says, and I believe that's a quote out of somebody's Marcus Aurelius or somebody like that from that time period that said that 300 pushed and pushed and pushed and made a massive impact. Massive impact. But they died because they were outmatched. Like there was something stupid. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people against 300 guys. And they took massive amounts, thousands and thousands and thousands of people with them when they died, of their opponent, right? Of the enemy. But they said if 300 can make that kind of an impact, imagine what 10,000 can do. Gives me chills. That imagine what we can do if we have a warrior mindset and the people that we can impact. What will happen to them, and how, as we're inspiring them to have a warrior mindset, more and more and more of us do that. All of a sudden, we're affecting change in our city and in our province or state, and then in our country, and then in the world. Why? Because it just keeps going out and growing and growing and growing and impacting. That's what I want, to change the lives of every man. That's the whole concept around it. I change. And the people that get affected or listen to me, they change, and we do this together. We lock arms and we do it together. All right. So we've talked, what is a warrior mindset? Why do we need it? In the next segment, we're going to talk about how we develop it. How do we develop a warrior mindset? We're going to go through some things. Again, if you don't have a way to write this stuff down, you're going to want a way to write this stuff down, please, or come back to it later and listen to it again and write it down. I want to do another quick shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening mastery program that he has that's absolutely changing people's lives. The program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And again, if you don't have, you've heard me say that before. If you don't have a routine morning and evening, you're not getting everything out of your day. You're not maximizing. You want a warrior mindset? You need to do something on the morning and evening of your day, bookends of your day. So reach out to Jose. As we go to break, don't forget to pause and breathe. Make sure you're having some hydration. And we will look forward to seeing you on the other side of this quick break. How do we develop a warrior mindset we're going to talk about? Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about the warrior mindset, having a warrior mindset. Why is it important? Why do we want to have one? And how do we develop one is what we're going to talk about in this segment. How do we develop that? How do we get that resiliency? And how do we develop that compassion and that discipline? How do we hold on to that? Where does it come from? How do we work out that muscle? to get it to be what we need it to be. So we need to unlock, because it's going to help us unlock our beast, B-E-A-S-T. Unlocking our beast is warrior mindset. It's a commitment to our objective without shame. It's understanding, hey, you know what? My goal is my goal. It's not for anybody else. Everybody else's opinion doesn't matter to the whole deal. So there's no shame around it. I'm entitled to hit my goal and my objective. A lot of times, again, we come back to worth and value. All these things, I think awareness, if you listen to me at all for any length of time, you notice very quickly, all of these things are connected. All of these things are connected. And so having an objective, meeting our commitment to our objective comes with a warrior mindset. But understanding, I'll talk about that later. We'll talk about beast in another piece. So I'll come back to that. So some other ways to generate a warrior mindset. Get clear on your why is number one. Get clear on your why. Why are you going after whatever it is? Why is that something that's of interest to you? Why is it something that's motivating you or inspiring you? Why do you want to do it? Knowing what your why is, getting clear on what your why is, will absolutely help you have a warrior mindset, because you'll be able to find a direction to focus your energy in. Why are you doing what you're doing? A lot of people get stuck just doing. They don't know why they're doing it. And that's what we've always done. Or, you know what? I didn't know what else to do, so I did this. Get clear on what your why is number one. Number two, train your mind for success. What are you feeding it? If I have a Ferrari sitting in the driveway, it looks beautiful in the driveway. But if I'm giving it regular fuel, it will not perform the way a Ferrari is supposed to perform. Why? Because it doesn't have the proper fuel. So training our mind for success, I got to train it. What are you putting? We think about what we put in our body, right? I can't be healthy the way I should be, eating Big Macs and pop all the time. Donuts and all, that fuel for my body is not going to work. But we don't think about the fuel we put in our mind. What fuel are you putting in your mind? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What podcasts like this are you listening to? What good stuff are you pouring into your mind so that good stuff can come out? Garbage in, garbage out. Good stuff in, good stuff out. Train your mind for success. And that a lot of times can't be done by yourself. It needs somebody to help us. So you need a mentor. You need a coach. You need somebody like myself. And there's lots of them out there. But if you resonate with me, I can help you with that. I can help you train your mind to be successful, however you want to define success. Number three, visualize yourself as a warrior. If you think of yourself as Pee Wee Herman, it's going to be very difficult. I'm probably aging myself, so some of you may not know who he is. If we think of ourselves as weak and ineffective, you know what? Not going to work. I need to visualize myself as a warrior. Why? Because that's what I am. That's what we all are or can be. Now, there can be a child inside that warrior. Deep inside the warrior, there is a child. And that's okay. But I got to visualize myself as a warrior. You've seen memes with a kitten sitting in front of a mirror, and the reflection in the mirror is a full-grown lion. Visualization, that's where I'm going. Visualization, if you're not doing first day with the new tongue, visualization. Apparently it's a word I just can't say today. You know what I'm saying. If you can visualize where you want to go and what you want to look like, it'll work. Number four, embrace fear and uncertainty. Embrace fear and uncertainty. Be okay being not okay. Be okay with that. That's, again, we're talking faith. There's a faith to that. Uncertainty it requires faith to go, you know what? I don't know how this is going to work, but you know what? I know why I want to do it. And it's a must. It's not just something I would like to do. I'm not sure how, but that's okay. I'm going to embrace that uncertainty and move forward anyway. I'm going to jump off the mountain and create my parachute on the way down. A lot of us have heard that. A lot of us teach that. But I want to embrace fear. I want to go, you know what? You're not scaring me. Am I a little bit afraid? Yes, I'm going to do it anyway. It's not going to stop me from doing what I want to do and getting where I want to go. Embrace it. Don't push back on it. Five is be prepared for anything and everything. Life's going to throw everything and anything at us. And if we're have a warrior's mindset, we'll be able to pivot and move out of the way of some of the bad things. We'll be able to avoid some of the pitfalls. Does that mean it's going to be easy? No. Does that mean we're not going to have challenges? No. We are going to have challenges. For sure we are. For sure we are. But if we're prepared for that, they say prepare for the worst, but expect the best. And I'm not, again, you know, I'm not a big expectation person. I don't want to expect, but I am going to push into a space that says, you know what? This is what I've done. I've done the work. I've done the hard work. I've prepared properly for this. Now the result is going to be more often than not what I wanted it to be. I don't expect it to be that because you know what? Life's going to happen. Life's going to happen. Anything and everything is going to, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at me in terms of all the different bits and pieces. I want to be prepared. I want to do a Eagle Scout, Boy Scout idea and be prepared for everything and anything. Always be ready to pivot. Number six, stay calm under pressure. Again, that requires mind and emotion mastery. I have to be in control, mastery control of my own self. My own self. Everyone wants to try and control everything around them. You can't control anything around you. The only thing you can control is you, what you think and what you do. What you think also includes your emotion. But what's in your head, what your mind is about, and what you do are the only things you can control. Anything outside of that is lunacy because it's just not true. You can influence it, but you can't control it. Good luck trying. That's a fool's errand. It just frustrates the crap out of you. But I look at people and go, so if the only thing you can control is you, how much time have you spent mastering control of your own mind and your own emotion, and which will funnel into what you're doing? And they look at me and go, I don't spend time mastering control of me. We have to stay calm under pressure. Why? Because that's the only way we're going to get through. You've heard me give that illustration, the seals. They tie during Hell Week, they tie their hands behind their back, tie their legs together, and then throw them in a pool. And the ones that stay calm and allow themselves to because they're all freaked out. Oh, I'm going to drown, I'm going to drown, I'm going to drown. If they calm themselves, they'll sink to the bottom of the pool. And then very gently, they push off the bottom of the pool and come back to the surface, and they take a breath and they can go back to the bottom until they figure out how they're going to either unhook their hands or until they can figure out how to make it work. The point is they have to stay calm, but they got to train themselves for that. They have to train their mind to be able to hold on to itself and not freak out all over the place. Seven, and I'm almost out of time again. Accept the challenges are part of life. Challenges are the part of life, but those challenges, just the same to an acorn, you plant it in the ground. The dirt is their challenge. So that challenge, that dirt holds the nutrients we need to grow. For challenges for us, and the dirt holds the nutrients for that acorn to grow. Stop pushing back on it. Accept that challenges are part of life. Good and bad are going to happen. They're not going to last forever. Don't worry about it. Move on. Both good and bad aren't going to last. They hold the nutrients we need. Eight is don't allow your emotions to control you. Acknowledge that they're there and move through them. If we act and live out of our emotion, it makes us very, very wobbly. We need to add the logic part of our brain to those emotions. Acknowledge they're there. They're there for a reason. They're guiding us and they're moving us and they're setting us up in a special environment. And we're there. We're supposed to be paying attention to them. But if I get wildly emotional, then I get really angry or really, if I get wrapped up in my love and I don't use any logic, right? They say love is blind. Marriage is the eye opener, right? But that's the point. We get sucked right into that emotion. If we live out of that emotion, it's a problem. 9 is focus on what we can control. Our mind and our emotion, we talked about that already. What we can do, focus on what we can control. What are the pieces I can control in this situation? And stay in those spaces. And then 10 is be persistent, never give up. That, again, resilience. Resilience. It's talking about legacy. What behind it's an awareness to be resilient. It's an awareness to be persistent and never give up. I got to be aware. Hey, this is things going to stop me. I'm going to accept the challenges. I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to stay calm in the space. And I'm going to move forward. I'm hoping that that helps. If you do those 10 things, it gives you a good start. It gives you a really good start into beast mode, into warrior mindset, a healthy warrior mindset. I have to take another quick break. But I do have, if this stuff resonates with you, if you want to help me keep it going, reach out. There's sponsorship opportunities available. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Reach out to me. If you need a mentor, reach out to me. And we can have a conversation. Maybe you can jump into one of my group programs. Boxed Inside Out. There's one for men and for women starting at the end of the month. So if you want into something like that, let me know. If you want me to come and speak to your group, let me know. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. I'm here to help. I'm here to be of service, and I want you to engage. So please do that. As we take this break again, we're going to don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap, and we're going to do our quick call to action. But don't go anywhere. You're with the Long Bearded Guy. Don't forget to pause and breathe, by the way. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. I'm just sorting out my books for my week. You're with the Long Bearded Guy. Today we've been talking about having a warrior mindset. Having a warrior mindset, having that beast mode. How do I make that? How do I grow that? How do I nurture that in myself? What is a warrior mindset? We've talked about needing and why we need a warrior mindset. We've talked about how to develop such a thing. And now as we're coming to a close, again, the hour goes so quick. I hope this is helpful to you. I hope it's practical. It's stuff that you can use. People reach out all the time to me, Gord, this was amazing. That was really helpful for me. Or I heard it this morning. I said something to somebody at practice and they were like, wow, you know what? That was for me. And I was like, what? Well, that's the third time this week I've heard that similar type of a thought process. You know, the universe is trying to tell me something. But we need to hear these things over and over and over. Most people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear, even if they take good notes. So when you're hearing this stuff over and over and over, if you hear certain concepts that come up to you, pay attention. The Papa's trying to tell you something. The universal intelligence source is trying to get your attention. It's a theme and a common theme they want you to know. So as we wrap up today, I want to give you a call to action. I want there to be something there that you can use to move yourself forward. And that call to action, I want you to write down what warrior mindset means for you. What does that mean for you? You've heard how I've described it. I'm not here to be right. I'm just here to help you move forward. But then write it down. This is what it means to me. And then how do you use that in your specific situation? How can you have a warrior mindset? How can you have beast mode in your situation? What does that look like for you? And to be able to talk about that and know what that is. Don't just think about it in your brain. Write it down. Because as you do that, you'll have clarity about it. Write it down. What are you willing to do to achieve your definite major purpose? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to do? How far are you willing to go? Is it just something that you dream about, hey, I'd like to have? Or is it actually, it's a must. I have to get this done. Everybody wants to be a beast. But when it comes right down to it, they don't want to do beast things. They want to be a beast. They want, oh, I'm a warrior, but they don't want to do warrior type stuff. They can't put warrior and beast effort into it. Why? Because the emotion's not there, because the connection's not there. There's no why behind it. There's no emotion inside of that. Will you do beast things? Will you cultivate a warrior mindset? I want to challenge you for that. Next week, Friday, January 26th, end of January already, at noon, same place, same happy beer. We're going to talk about storms birthing stronger men. Storms birth stronger men. Going through stuff makes us all stronger, not just men, women too. Women too. But storms, the challenges we all face, that makes us stronger. It makes us stronger. It makes us more resilient. It makes us more warrior. But again, not to be able to, we're not going to avoid the storms. We're not going to be able to avoid the things that happen, good or bad. Be prepared. Make sure we're ready for it. Make sure we've done everything we can. All the preparation has been done. And then be resilient in the space to be able to push through it, get through it. So we're going to talk about that next week. Storms birth stronger men and stronger people. And like I say, as we're finishing up today, I'm actively looking for sponsors at the moment to help this message get out. If you want to help this message get to more people, you want to help me with my mission of improving the life of every man. If you want to help with that, man, the gender doesn't matter. Your gender doesn't matter. I've got women that want to help. I've got men that want to help. I've got everybody that wants to help. And so reach out to me. There's lots of ways to help. And even beyond that, like I said, if you need mentorship, if you need a coach, if you need one-on-one attention, so you're hearing some of these things, you go, Gord, I need you to be able to talk about this to my situation. The women's Box Inside Out program I just did, that the people that came from that, the women, what they're gushing about how it improves their lives. So anyway, this week, be courageous, be unapologetically you, make it another great week, live out you abundantly with intention. I love you, massive hugs, and I'll see you next week. I love you. Be unapologetically you. Work on your...
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.